This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, good morning and happy race day at 8:06. It's great to be back in the studio. I want to thank my good friend Bill Roth for filling in for me. Last week has had some surgery done. We're getting there. We're not 100%, but we feel good and glad to be back here. What a night last night at Tim Bryant's Five Flag Speedway. They had a crazy night. They had a rain delay, a full moon, fights, wrecks, and some of the best racing that you've seen all year long. Even Gino Denmark shatters the bomber track record. Tim Bryant standing by in just a minute, and we'll talk to him about that. Also, Joe McCardle has a special Saturday race here at Sunny South Raceway, a big night, and there's a big bounty also on Hunter Lewis. This guy has dominated the Legends car scene, and Joe's going to be with us here shortly. And live from the Madhouse at Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, these guys are known when you talk about rough driving. This place is the Coliseum. Thousands of people come every Saturday night to watch races there. There's a reason why. We'll talk to Jason Myers. He's a third generation modified driver with two wins, fifth in the championship points, and he's one of those guys that knows how to get around there. Also, Jay Wells with Southern Raceway. They've got the Pure Stock special tonight. I'll be back behind the microphone tonight. We're going to be rocking the crowd. Going to be a lot of fun over there at Southern Raceway. So lots to cover. And first of all, let's say good morning to Tim Bryant, and I think we each got at least about, 3 hours of sleep, right?
That seems to be about the norm, but it was all worth it. I want to thank all the folks that came out last night and kind of endured the weather. I feel like a ton of bricks off my shoulder this morning because, I think we've done our quota of bad weather racing. It should be clear sailing from here on out. The second half of the season ought to be good.
Well, sounds good on paper. what a night. First of all, I want to come out first to my division, the Bombers. We race over at Mobile Speedway. Gino Denmark is teammates to the orange and white, number 8 of BJ Latham. These two cars are some of the top fast, well, they are the fastest cars really out there on the tracks, and both of them. When they go over to Five Flag Speedway, they make a big appearance, and Gino Denmark got the new track record, took it away from J.J. Day, who's had it for years there, and not just took it from a small amount, but really shattered that record. And it was strange on a night to where there was rain. It washed off. I believe he went after. Didn't he qualify after the rain, didn't he?
Well, he did, although we made pretty certain that the track was good and dry before we put cars on it, of course. But I will tell you this. That rain just cooled that racing surface down. It was almost March-like conditions, surface-wise, when those cars went out to qualify.
Yeah, and they all did a great job. Good field of cars. But let's talk about, first of all, there was some drama in the sportsman race. We got a lot to cover, but it's a great racing. And I tell you what, first of all, congratulations to the captain, as we call him, Johnny Green. He had texted me last week, and he said, "Boy, I hope you can make it over to the Five Flags next Friday. We got something for him." They've been working on the car. That car looked great through the turns. And when you can run away from Steve Buttrick, you've done something.
Well, you know what? That fishing trip with the Kane Motorsports crew must have spread some good karma because he came last night and that 31 was on a rail. I mean, he, of course, Johnny's proven he's won before. He won a feature at MIS the year before last, and so he knows how to get it done. The car was definitely on last night. Of course, he had the driving coach behind him. Of course, they don't communicate, but he looked in the mirror, saw Steve Buttrick, and knew he couldn't mess up. So it was a good race, and always good to see Captain Johnny Green in victory lane.
Yeah, Steve Buttrick was second, and then Brandon Fowler, who's one of the happiest drivers you see. But I tell you, when Buttrick shows up, he just doesn't have that smile on his face. He seems to be second fiddle to him, but he got third place, and not a bad points night at all.
Well, Brandon, of course, at this point of the season, looking strong at the points each night and trying to win that championship, as Buttrick's taking on kind of a part-time role. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, whether he admits it or not, I guarantee you, first and foremost on Brandon Fowler's mind is beating that 33 now, of course, that 31.
Yeah, that's true. Good night all, like I said, through those races side by side. But something happened with two cars I want to address. It was the 07 and the 33. And from what I understand and what it was said on Facebook, there was going to be some retribution this weekend, and it happened during a caution. They blew by the pace car. And then, boy, I tell you what, I think everybody in the stands stood up. And we were talking off the air. It's not the safest thing to do, to use your cars to do this, because there was someone hurt in the infield when this happened. I know one of the drivers posted on my Facebook that he was apologizing, felt bad about it. He made the wrong decision, but what's done is done. But these guys spun each other out inside pit lane, and there were families running to grab kids out of the way, and that's a tough thing to have to deal with. And I'd like to know as a promoter, what do you do?
Well, first and foremost, I guess, you know, you might want to ask Jason Myers what they do at the Mad House.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I will.
Because it happens every Saturday night.
Yeah.
Up there. But certainly that's not the kind of behavior that we want out of our racers. We're gonna go back and take a look at what happened and why. And of course, Facebook, I tell you, it's a wonderful form of social media, but it sure gives a guy, an opportunity to get in somebody's head, prior to a race. But certainly when somebody says, "I think I'm going to get you," and then they do, it just amplifies the situation. So, we'll take a hard look and see if of course, both of those cars were disqualified for the night.
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking about the 33 of Kenny Williams and the 07 of Jim Pokrant. Mm-hmm. Were disqualified. They got 0 points last night. And so that was a pretty severe penalty for two guys that have been racing all year long.
Yeah.
Whether it goes beyond that, we'll have to have some discussions. But I'll tell you, one of the things that we're just not going to tolerate, and that's putting our race fans in harm's way. I don't know. I've got to find out a few more facts about what happened down there. And fortunately, the injury wasn't too severe. Lady was trying to get out of the way and twisted her knee in the process. Of course, that's not good. We don't want that to happen to anybody out there. But, emotions run high in racing.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens at every short track in the country at some point. So, we're certainly not going to condone that kind of behavior. But, we're not going to, we're not going to bury these guys under the jail for it, I don't think.
Sure, sure. Well, and like I said, the crowd was, they were watching, that's for sure. I tell you what, Oakie Mason, when you think about the pro trucks, there's a little bit of a rivalry starting the show now. It was a good field of trucks. Oakie Mason took the lead, but second place, Hollywood Hadvatsky, I'm good friends with his name, I can't pronounce his name, so we just call him Hollywood, and J.J. Day. That was 1, 2, and 3, but there were some post comments over at the tech shed, and two of the three drivers were not happy, and Oakie Mason, who's always happy, has a smile on his face, he said, "I'm not going to take this. If they think I'm cheating or whatever, well, I'm going to go ahead and protest their motor," and it's just, I think what we're seeing, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but like you said, at all the short tracks, whether it's Dirt, Jay over at Southern, whether it's Joe McArdle at Sunny South Raceway, or you covering two tracks, everybody's tired, everybody's been working on their stuff, they're running out of money for the season, and they're getting a little serious.
Well, certainly no correction necessary there, but I will add in, the competition is so keen, and these guys all want to win. J.J. Day is a great racer. He had a championship at Mobile last year.
Yeah.
Was in search of a championship this year at Pensacola to put on his resume, and certainly that's not out of the question. He's right there with Oakie Mason. But these guys, And you got to hand it to them. They're not going to be satisfied with anything less than first. And they want to make sure if somebody does beat them, that they beat them in the right way.
Yeah.
Let me say this about the truck division. It's a fairly new division.
Mm-hmm.
The trucks that are competing here on the Gulf Coast have come from different places.
Yeah.
It's made it necessary that let me rephrase that. It's almost made it impossible to enforce the rules exactly by the word. Obviously, that's what we'd like to do. We're going to get to that point where a guy can read those rules and know what he's got to go by. But we've had to try to give and take a little bit with some of these guys as they've bought trucks from other areas that didn't necessarily fit our rules.
Right.
So, obviously, in an effort to work with one guy, it's easy to upset another guy.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's true, because those trucks come from all over the country. Like you said, a lot of them come from the Carolinas. There's some up north, a lot of them in the Panhandle and beyond that in Florida. So, I mean, you got to be kudos to you for trying to at least work it all in so you can have the trucks, you know.
Well, I mean, we've got a couple of trucks that run well at MIF that came from a part of the, Florida where, you know, the chassis were built a little bit different, and it states in the rules that you can't really do it. They're no real distinct advantage. It's a kind of a safety and an ease of construction type of difference, if you would. And so we've allowed those guys to run, put a small weight penalty on them, and those are the types of things you have to do to get a new division off the ground.
Right.
So, you know, that's I guess that's our story, and we're sticking to it.
There you go. Well, you got a, you know, you got a great format with what you're doing with the Pro Late Models, the 20, 30. The 20-lap race was great. The 30-lap race, one lap into it, red flag, tore up a lot of cars in 30 laps, but boy, how about this young Garrett Jones?
Well, I tell you, he's the real deal, no doubt about it. He you know, set fast time last night. We were finally able to reward him. His first opportunity we've actually had, because he missed our banquet last year, to reward him with his championship laurels from 2013. And, you know, he hasn't really given up on the championship for 2014. He currently sits third behind Johanna Long, who had a up and down night last night, and Wayne Edeckin Jr., who was consistent as always. So, but Garrett Jones, you know, won that first race, and then of course to come back and see Ronnie Sanders' car in victory lane.
Yeah.
Ronnie's since he split with Bubba Pollard, you know, he's won a few races with Hunter Robbins, and he's got a new driver and Corey Rubel in the seat. They won the 30 lapper last night. And you know, in exciting fashion. So we're real happy with the results we're getting off the 20-30 format. And by the way, we'll be letting you know probably as soon as next Saturday on Full Throttle Racing Report. We're going to try that format in some other divisions, all the way down to the Bomber Division.
Wow, that is cool. That's really cool, man. I'll brag about that. Really quick, we're running out of time. I want to mention we've got the next race at MIS, July 26th, third race of the Miller Lite Super Late Series, next Saturday, drifting at Five Flag Speedway, and I'll be behind the mic for that as well. But before we go, 16 in a row, BJ Latham, wow.
Well, that's about all I can say about that. But you know what? And already some talk about what division BJ's going to run in next year, and I'll just leave it at that. But you know, you got to give credit to those guys. They work on those cars, and you know, they had a new engine in Gino Denmark's car last night.
Boy.
Bentec, so you know, I know it's legal, but it's really fast. So I tell you one thing, Kane. We can't wait to get back to Mobile International Speedway. It's like the season opener scheduled for July 26th. It's going to be good. We've got the Super Late Models coming back, and of course, you know, added the Super Stocks into the race program that night. So it's going to be a good night. In 2 weeks, we can't wait to get back going again.
Well, Tim, you enjoy the Blue Angels show. I know you're close to the beach right now, so have a good day off. And we appreciate everything you do for the show. And we'll be back out there, and we'll definitely get back with you next Saturday.
Well, thank you for all you do. Going to be out amongst a couple of 100,000 people here today watching the Blue Angels, and we're going to try to recruit some of them to come to Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway.
There you go. I love it. Tim Bryan with Five Flag Speedway, and like he said, Mobile International Speedway. Still to come, a special Saturday race at Sunny South Raceway. Joe McArdle has got extra money out if you could beat Hunter Lewis. Get ready, fans. It's going to be a great night at Sunny South Raceway. We'll check in next. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you so much to all the sponsors at Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Southern Raceway. I'll be back behind the mic tonight doing the dirt, and I can't wait for that. I also want to thank Tim Bryan from Five Flag Speedway and Joe McArdle. Again, they've got a special night there at Sunny South Raceway. Still to come from Southern Raceway, big pure stock special tonight at Jay Wells. And I tell you, I'm thrilled to have this next guy on. He's a third-generation driver. He's a regular at Bowman Gray Stadium. Anyone who knows anything about short track racing, and if you don't, just hit YouTube, Google it or whatever, and you're going to see this is the last really true Coliseum. NASCAR says they have Bristol. It ain't nothing like the racing you see out there. And he's one of the drivers, actually, that runs Open Wheel Modified. You remember the TV show that used to be there? We're going to talk to him about that. He was involved, one of the five drivers. It's Jason Myers. And Jason, man, good morning and welcome to the show along the Gulf Coast here.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Dude, we were just talking off the air, and there's nothing like racing maybe 1,500 people at some of the other tracks, but what is it like when you have 15,000 people screaming, because I guarantee you can hear it from the car?
you really can. It's the only racetrack I've ever been to where you know something's going on the track when you're racing, and you can tell that the crowd starts getting riled up.
So even if it's not your area, like, ooh, someone's getting it, because you can hear them going, ooh.
Yeah, I'm missing something. You catch yourself looking around trying to figure out what's going on and asking your spotter who's running into who. And,
wow.
You know, but yeah, I mean, when they go through the rundown before the race, and, you know, I'm very fortunate. I am, you know, one of the popular drivers over there. And for them to call your name out on the starting lineup and the place just erupt in noise. And I mean,
I guess
there's just as many boos as there are cheers.
You love
but,
that.
You know, my you do, man. And I mean, my grandpa raced over there back in the 50s. He actually had a heart attack leading the race and died at Bowman Gray Stadium in 1958.
Wow.
And his famous quote from a long time ago, and I've heard it all through the generations of my family, was, whether they love you or they hate you, they come to watch you race.
That's true.
So as long as they're making noise, man, they can boo, they can cheer, they can give you the thumbs up, or they can stick their middle finger up. As long as they're doing something, you're doing something right.
And you feed off all of it, don't you?
You do, man. You thrive off of it. You know, it's, you know, I know I'm good, but I want to prove to all them 15,000 other people out there that I'm good.
Well, you catch yourself
sometimes showing off a little bit, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen videos, and I did ask you off the air. Now, this year, you've seen some amazing fights. I'm just going to call them like they are. From late models a couple of weeks ago, head on into the middle of the track.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, man, to you guys, and now, not this year, but last year maybe, did you get the crowd worked up a little bit?
Yeah, we have a couple times in the last couple of years. I mean, you know, it's one of those deals, you know, from like, just like on the, when they were filming Madhouse, and, you know, I seemed to be the one that Junior Miller got a hold of every other week, and he turned me around three or four times. And, you know, there's part of you that under caution, you just want to drive through the infield and go hit him right in the driver's door and just, you know, but you learn to control yourself and not go over the line and do something you regret. But,
well, let me ask you, as a heated driver, we just had something happen at Five Flag Speedway last night. A couple sportsman drivers did what you guys, or what, I'm not calling you guys, but what happens at Bowman Gray Stadium a lot. They passed the pace car, took each other out in the infield, in the pit area and stuff. And I think the track's trying to weigh out what's the best thing to do. I'm not saying the track over there at Bowman Gray Stadium supports that, and these guys do get penalized, but I'm sure they, you know, they do try to stop it, but they're not going too hard. That's what the crowd wants to see.
Yeah, they do, man. And you know, you catch yourself watching other people do it going, man, this is pretty cool if it's not me.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just got to take it for what it's worth. Because like I said, it's a track where retaliation is it's not hard to hit a man under caution,
right,
or run him down and pass the field. And like we raced around a football field, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So you just turn through the grass and go get the guy. And yeah, the stadium doesn't like it, and they do put penalties on people sometimes, but you got to roll with the punches over there.
Double points tonight, 100 lap modified race for you guys. You've already won one of those, and the crowd does amazing, or the track does a great thing. $2 ladies night. So if you're even in that area, why wouldn't you come on out? I mean, they do a lot of that, and it seems like every race weekend you guys have it packed out.
We do. Even on an off night, we've got, you know, 12,000 people in the
stands. Jeez, man.
So yeah, and it's, I tell you, tonight, with it being double points and coming from a week off last week plus the ladies' night, it's going to be, there's going to be at least 17,000-18,500 in attendance tonight.
Wow, that is just unreal. What kind of, not class, but how many cars are you averaging in the modifieds when you guys are racing?
I'm going to say average 22 or 23.
Man, I would love to see
we'll
that.
Have 20 on a bad night, and there's been a couple nights this year they've had 27, 28, 29.
Isn't it? Wow.
And over here, it's, you know, I know how racing is everywhere. Racing's not cheap.
Yeah.
And it's tough to go racing every week. So a lot of guys will pick and choose. You've got a handful of cars that okay, I'm not going to go run this week because it's a 100-lap draw race, and, you know, it's a good chance I'm going to get my car tore up. Or you got guys that don't want to go run the 25-lappers just because it's a, you know, start straight up and run a 25-lap race and then redraw a big number and invert for the second race. So you got guys that don't run weekly that kind of pick and choose. So, you know, you still got a real good car count. And all the divisions are like that. You know, they run too many stock races.
Yeah,
the four cylinders, and they have to split them up into two races because there's so many of them.
But I think as a driver, you want to go race at Bowman Gray. If I had a car and I lived anywhere 250 miles from that place, you bet you I'd be traveling there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The drivers love it. The fans love it. Everybody loves it. It's so easy to get aggravated over there. I've seen countless race teams go over there and say, yeah, I'm coming over here to run this year. You know, I run at such and such. And
yeah, yeah.
I want to come over here and run this year. And after 4 or 5 weeks, they're like, man, I need a couple weeks off. This just ain't working out. Because it's one of those racetracks to where you can show up and be the fastest car there, and you may not ever win a race. And that's so aggravating to put all that into your racing efforts. And and it's not just about being fast. You have to be lucky.
Well,
you got to be at the right place at the right time. Just like this week, it's a 100-lap modified race, double points.
Yeah.
But it's a redraw race. We redraw the whole field after qualifying.
Jeez.
I could go over there tonight and be the fastest car and set on the pole, and I might start 27th.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's
happened. Yeah. That has happened to me this year.
Man. Well, and the track surface is different. It doesn't look really wide. There's absolutely no banking. So, you know, the setup, and you being a third-generation driver, I'm sure you got it down. But there are people that struggle out there. But I heard, you know, Chris Carter helped us get us this interview, and I appreciate it. But he wanted me to say that I think Cale's new car is going to get you. What do you think of that? You and Cale Gale are good friends.
We are, and I hope Kel runs. I hope he's real pleased with, you know, and I tried to help Kel out at the first of the season. You know, I said, Kel, you got my number. You know where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, when you're getting your car ready, anything you need. And there's so much little stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That you got to know what you can get by with. You got to know, you know, and I told Kel, I said, hey, man, I'll help you any way I can. This is what I do. It may not work for you, but this is what I do. To kind of, you know, you throw a guy in the dark woods, you know, he's out to lunch. But if you're going to throw him out there, at least give him a flashlight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I try to help Kel all I can, and I know Kel's one heck of a race car driver.
Oh, yeah.
So I know the ability's there, and Bubba's real good with setting those race cars up. And Kel's going to be tough, but, you know, like I said, Kel, we went over there the first race of the year, and Kel was just as fast as I was in practice.
Wow.
You know, he had a real good race car. But when it came time to qualifying, you know, I qualified third, and I think Kel ended up about 10th or 11th.
Yeah.
So it's not always about being fast. It's knowing, like I said, knowing what you can do. And Kel kept asking me a lot of questions on, hey, man, do they check wheelbase? Do they check tread width? And I said, Kel, listen, let me tell you, this is Bowman Gray. Let me tell you how it works. You go over there, and you do whatever you want to do. Pretend like there's no rules. As long as you're not thinking their show up, they're not going to do anything about it.
Wow, that's
awesome.
You
know, they haven't weighed the cars before qualifying all year.
Oh.
They weren't checking tires. They weren't checking anything. They check your carburetor the first race and put a seal on it, and even if you take the seal off, they may not look at it again unless you start winning races. Run what you brung, but don't stink their show up.
That's
if
perfect.
If you stink their show up, they're going to reel you in and start checking stuff.
Man, I tell you what, I could talk to you all day. I appreciate you being a part of this. I know you got to get ready to, your car's already dropped off there. You take a little break before you go over there in the morning practice starting. But we wish you good luck, and we'd love to have you back on the show and get more updates throughout the season.
Hey, you got my number, man. Call me anytime. I you know, this is part of why I love doing what I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not only fun to race, it's fun to talk about race.
That's what I mean? Yep, every Saturday morning.
Yeah, we do some of our best racing in the shop.
Yeah, it's just like fishing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jason, we appreciate it, man. God bless you. Have a great race tonight, and I hope to see some pictures up in Victory Lane.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Jason Myers again, that guy. He's been in the TV show, The Madhouse, live from Bowman Gray Stadium. Now we're going to go to our own Dirt Madhouse. Did you know tonight, $1,000 to win the Pure Stocks and the Vintage Six-Pack next week? This is huge. Jay Wells with Southern Raceway going to wrap up the show and talk about a big night of racing on the dirt tonight in Milton, Florida. back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, thank you to all the guests. Tim Bryant from Five Flags and Mobile International Speedway. Joe McCarnell from the race track there. It's racing tonight. Sunny South Raceway. Jason Myers from Bowman Gray Stadium, the Madhouse. I'll tell you what, some pretty cool insight from a driver that's done well over there. And I'll tell you what, I told you this already. Madhouse of our own, dirt track. I've fallen in love with Southern Raceway. I'll be back behind the microphone tonight. And what a big night to win with the Pure Stocks, 1,000 to win. And we've got a real cool thing to do with the vintage cars next week. Jay Wells already probably at the track running around and digging it up and getting water on it and all that good stuff. Morning, buddy.
Good morning, man. What's going on with you? You feeling better out here, I assume?
Yeah. I still can't breathe, but, you know, other than that, it doesn't hurt as much, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, you know, you'll be all right. We'll help you through it tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me. I had fans from Five Flags Speedway coming up. You're going to Southern tomorrow, right? So, yeah. I said, all right. We'll see you there.
They sure love you, man. And I'm glad that we reached that agreement. They put that on Facebook. We've basically taken all the available dates that you have for the remainder of this season, and we're going to put you up in the box as much as we can.
Yeah, there's only a few weeks, and I won't be able to do it, but we're going to be there every other Saturday for sure, at least. And this is a big night, like I said. You've done, it seems like, I don't know if dirt tracks do this more than the asphalt, but it seems like you take one class every race, and you really lift them up, and you give them extra money, and it really puts on a great promotional atmosphere. The fans love it, and it brings in cars. And tonight, you've done that with the Pure Stock. $1,000 is a lot of money to win.
Yeah, Butler Upola has stepped up. They're putting up $1,000 for the winner.
Awesome.
And we'd love to feature the guys that support the track week in, week out. Yeah. You know, they work so hard. They have full-time jobs. They work on the race cars. They make it out every Saturday. You know, we're not an every other week track. We race every Saturday. Yeah. Well, except for 4th of July.
Right.
And, you know, so we like to reward our local classes with some extra money and some longer races, that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, something you're doing, which I think is great, the late models will, from now on, every Saturday you guys have race, we'll have an open practice for them. You're not charging them to get into the pits. And what's great, I think, about this, again, it comes back to Promotion 101, or as we call it, Humpy 101 from Humpy Wheeler. But these guys get in free. They get to test their equipment, and then the fans get a little taste of what's going to happen the next time these guys show up.
Yeah, we're working hard on a super late model race, and we want to give those guys a chance to test. And so as they get the cars ready, we're going to allow them to come, and, you know, no car entry fee. It's not a big savings to a super late model team, but come in, get some laps in between races while the track is in race condition.
And that's great. And I think you're going to get a lot of cars on it. You know, I've talked with a couple drivers over at Five Flag Speedway yesterday. They're asphalt drivers. And I won't say who they are because they don't want to put it out there yet, but they're both looking to make a change to dirt and get that Neesmith Street Stock. And I'm hearing a lot of that more, maybe because I'm hanging out the dirt track more. But this class, it seemed like there wasn't a lot of people there in this class, and it's starting to grow, and the cars look awesome.
Well, this is the first year for Neesmith on the coast here. And, you know, it's a transitional thing, like Jim was talking about, starting a new division. That's basically what we're doing.
Yeah,
we've merged a couple of classes basically together. But it puts you in a national points race for good money, which Mike Lane, one of our regular guys, happens to be leading. And so, you know, it's a good thing. You pay your couple of bucks entry fee. You're racing for a big points fund. You get national recognition on the Neesmith website and in all their publications. You know, I think it's good.
Well, and like I said, you talk about Mike Lane. He was just in Victory Lane recently, and I want to ask you, what has been the one class that's out there at the dirt since you've been out there? There's been maybe one of the classes that's, oh my gosh, here they come. There's no problem. We're gonna have a lot of cars for there, and it seems like every class is a crowd favorite. It doesn't matter whether it's the street stocks, the vintage, or the open wheel modifieds, late models, or even whatever else you would bring out there. But what has been that class where you're like, all right, here they come, here they are, and they're always there, it seems to be, every weekend?
Well, you know, a lot of them are there all the time, and any dirt racing is exciting. So all the classes put on a good show. We've got the surface kind of whipped into shape now where we want it, and we've seen some great racing out there. I like the vintage cars, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I own one. Mine's finally running and ready to go.
I was going to say, will we maybe see that thing out there tonight?
Not tonight. We didn't get the body hung. He had another car. He had a modified in the shop that he was doing some work on. So
We didn't get a body hung on it yet, but that's the plan for next week. So,
oh, good.
And we'll be there next week for the vintage six pack, which is good because it'll give me a good chance to, you know, to shake it down.
And now, explain what that is. I think this is a neat idea, and I've not heard of it before, the vintage six-pack. And the vintage cars are, the best way to describe them is they're almost like an open-wheel modified, but they've got these the old coupe body styles from the 30s and 40s, I guess.
Yeah, they're a metric chassis with a roll cage or a race car, yeah. But they're on metric chassis, and they do 1934 four-door Chevy sedan or coupe bodies is what's on them right now. That's what's available.
Right.
But we look to see some other bodies on them as we open them up. But the six-pack next week is going to be 6 10-lap dashes.
Wow.
And the winner of the first five, each winner will get $200.
Wow.
And then the sixth one will be a regular feature, a 10-lap feature, and that'll pay the regular purse for the vintage class. So,
how do you do that with points?
Well, we're going to talk to the vintage guys tonight and see how they want to work that with points. We may pay points for every race.
Okay.
Being as it's a special night, we may just pay for the last one.
Sure.
We'll talk to them and see how they want to do it because, by the time you get around to that sixth one, the car may or may not be as willing to go as it was for the first one.
That's a good way to put it. Might have, tire wear. That's it.
Mm.
Pure stock, William Arnett. I got to drive his 27 on my birthday on June 28th. He won.
Okay.
I did too. That car could be one of the ones that take that $1,000 home tonight.
It very well could be, yeah. And let's not forget that. There was another guy in victory lane last week at the end of the show, and that was you, man. Did a good job, though. You looked good out there. Of course, easy to look good in that 27
yeah,
car.
Yeah, yeah, and that sealed the deal. Let's just say I'm planning on having some dirt action next year. I'm just saying, just throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out there.
Well,
yeah,
it's really not that far of a drive. If you think about it, if you're a fan of Five Flag Speedway, you come in from I-10, give yourself another 15 minutes, and you'll be at your track.
Yeah, it's not all that far. It's exit 31 off of I-10, so we're 31 miles into Florida.
Yeah.
Take that exit, go south exactly 2 miles to the yellow blinking light, take a left or go east. If you're coming north, you would turn right. And we're about 3/4 of a mile out on the right-hand side.
Oh, yeah, you can see it. It's a beautiful facility, and I encourage you all to go out and check it out tonight. It's going to be a great night. And when we get out there, when I'm out there behind the mic, we always have some great giveaways. We also have a lot of fun with the crowd, and I'm sure tonight will be no different.
No, it won't be. I'm talking to somebody right now. He wants to give away 2 pairs of passes every week, so we'll give those away. And we've been giving away passes for sharing our flyers on Facebook. And,
oh, yeah.
Trying to make it more exciting, like the old school stuff. We're trying to get back to the old excitement and fun of Saturday night dirt racing.
Well, I tell you what, there's no one else that's doing it like you guys are over there because I get to see a lot of the tracks and I enjoy being a part of it. And
thank you.
Give credit where credit is due. You're running it great and you've got the good car counts and the fans. I guarantee you it's neat to look out the gate and see people lined up forever trying to get in while the racing is beginning. I'm like, man, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, we're I've had some great teachers, Bob Harmon. I've studied a lot of of what some of the great promoters have done, and I'm getting a chance to put some of that into play. Big thanks to the owners at Southern for just basically turning my crazy self loose out there.
They knew it was a good idea.
Well, it seems to be, and we've had really good crowds. Thanks to everybody for coming out. We've broken records on the 50-50 every week, and hopefully we're going to do that again tonight. We've been sending people home with some big fat wallets at the end of the night.
Yeah, so, up to $1,200 last time.
Good.
I mean, come on, that's amazing. Well, what time did the gates open?
Gates open at 4 o'clock, and it seems like nowadays if you want to get a good seat, you need to come early. We'll come on out.
Well, we appreciate it. And again, Jay, we'll look forward. I'll be out there probably about 5 o'clock. Look forward to having a good time with you tonight again.
Yeah, buddy, I look forward to working with you, man.
All right, there's Jay Wells, and again, that's going to do it for the show, but if you have a chance tonight, you definitely want to check out Southern Raceway. Going to be some dirt track racing, maybe Sunny South Raceway. Joe McArdle's got a $100 bounty on young Hunter Lewis. He's dominated the legend races. Tim Bryant takes it off. We're going to be watching the Blue Angels today, so we'll be back at Mobile International Speedway coming up next Saturday. They've got drifting there, and also don't forget about the July 27th show. That's going to be at Sunny South Raceway with the SC. It's not hard to find racing along the Gulf Coast. God bless y'all. We'll see you at Southern tonight.